everyone. This is Blind Cool Tech, and this is my first podcast. My name is Lena Morales. I live here in Northern Virginia with my guide dog, Louie, and my wife and her guide dog, and we are here to discuss police scanners today. I mentioned about a week ago on the list that I would be posting a podcast regarding police scanners, and I'm going to give you a short, a general description of how mine works and how police scanners in general work. I've been into police scanners now for, over 10 years, about since 1994. That's when I had my first one. And a lot of you radio nuts out there know that this is the fun part of radio. This is beyond AM and FM and shortwave. This is the fun part. What you could listen to with a police scanner, you ask. Well, let's start with the lower-end scanners, which I do have. A lot of your police scanners, you can listen to your local police, fire frequencies, your state troopers, highway patrol, depending on where you live. I believe that's what they call most states is highway patrol, or your state police, state troopers for short. You can listen to 2-meter ham operations. Amateur radio operators, and on most high-end scanners you can listen to the aircraft band, which is your where the commercial air radios are, for your major airlines. A lot of the pilots communicate via the upper AM band. You can listen to some marine frequencies if you live on the coast, other military operations. On most high-end scanners you can listen to CB radio, citizens band radio, or better yet, if you have a good high-end scanner, you can listen to the entire spectrum from AM and FM, shortwave, all those scanner frequencies, up to 1300 megahertz, I believe. That's where all the CB radio and all that is. Correct me if I'm wrong, for you guys who are more advanced communications aficionados than I am. But with that said, I bought my scanner back in, by the way, the scanner that I'm going to be demonstrating here is the Uniden BC80XLT. I bought about 2 years ago, rather, from Radio Shack for about $80. Actually, I bought it from Walmart, for $80. And the reason why I bought it back then, because the scanner I owned, which was the Radio Shack Pro 2050, the antenna broke. And I eventually bought another one. And it was a desktop unit. And I bought another one. It had two different connections. The one for your telescopic input and your a connection that you have on the back for BNC, which is where you can put a rubber duck type antenna, which the BC80XLT has. And that eventually broke for some reason. And so I'm like, nah. I'm not going to go out and spend another antenna. I've been wanting a scanner that doesn't have very many channels, since where I lived in California at the time, they used the old analog way of communicating, and I'll explain that here in a minute, and I also use that here where I live in Northern Virginia in Shenandoah County. So, I went ahead and bought that when I was on vacation visiting my wife's grandparents in North Carolina for Easter in 04, so there's a story about that. The police scanner I have, is the BC80XLT. If you want more information, see if the Uniden America still sells it, go to www.uniden.com and check availability to see if they have it available, if you're interested. Now, for a first-time person who's getting into the at this aspect of radio, I think either a 20 or 50 channel, no matter where you buy it from, whether it's Uniden, Radio Shack, or any of the other high-end companies like AOR, best thing to do is, start out with something like this, for now, and I'll explain that aspect of it here in a minute, but for now, a good 20 or 50 channel scanner would work, depending on where you live in North America. Let me first start out saying, a lot of these scanners start out at about 29 megahertz, which there isn't much down there from what I've gathered. Maybe a few ham operators and such. Anywhere from 30 and above, the action really begins. Mainly around the 4600 megahertz band, which the Privacy Act of 1986 states that you should honor that, because in that part of the band there are cordless phones, meaning the old analog cordless phones that broadcast at 46 and 49 megahertz. Those I wouldn't recommend you listening to, because you know you're violating people's privacy by listening in other conversations and so on, and that's my spiel about that. Anywhere from 150 megahertz to about 453, 454, somewhere around there, is where all the police action and other stuff is. Around the 150 to 160 megahertz range is a lot of where police and fire, your ambulance, some of those people still operate on those, on the old analog-based repeater systems. And again, on 451 to 460 or so, 463, a good round number, good number to stop, is another set of frequencies where you can listen to all that stuff. And 160 megahertz is if you're into railroads and the trains, you hear those transmissions. 162s, those frequencies are very important because that's where the National Weather Service broadcasts no weather radio. There are seven frequencies, and I'll be sharing those at the end of this podcast. Because a lot of the scanners these days have one button access to NOAA weather radio, no matter where you live in the U.S. and its territories. About 95% of the U.S. is covered by National Weather Service's NOAA weather radio, so you'll be able to hear those no matter where you're listening to this podcast. First of all, let me describe my scanner. I'm holding it here in my hand. It's off at the moment. BC80XLT is a handheld unit. First of all, work from our top to bottom. On the top left hand is the antenna, which you can twist off, which I'm doing now. And you can, this is the rubber duck type style BNC connector. I'm twisting it back on. There we go. On the left hand side you have that. On your right next to it is your headphone jack, and you can use stereo headphones with this. It'll work well, or it comes with the supplied head earplug, old school type thing. You just stick in one ear. And to the right of that, you have your squelch knob, which if you have the unit on and you turn it clockwise all the way to the right, you will hear whenever the repeater kicks on in scan mode or in manual mode, you'll be able to hear the transmissions. Or if you turn all the way to the left, you will hear mainly noise. This is for if you're hard, if there's a transmission you're trying to listen to out there and it's hard to listen to, you can turn it as far as you want until it comes in. On the top, you have your scan button. Below that is the manual button, so if there's a channel you want to listen to, you can just hit the manual button and just stop right there. To the right of that starts the series of numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, excuse me, the decimal point, if you're keying in a particular frequency you want programmed, the decimal point 0, clear / enter button. Moving back to the left of the manual button, you have the hold button. To the right is the band button, which there are 11 pre-programmed bands that will, if you push the band button, it'll scan the particular band you have selected, where you can program various frequencies depending on what band you have. And then you have on the bottom of the decimal point keys, you have your left and right arrow buttons. And if you're in the band mode or in manual, you can hit that to move up another channel or down one channel. And on the bottom, you have a button that's kind of off to its own. It's kind of funky looking. It's the key lock. You hold that button down a couple seconds, it'll beep twice to lock your keyboard. Or you can hold it down again a second time to unlock your keyboard. This prevents from accidentally, you know, punching a key that you didn't want to hit. To the right of that, is the light, which if you're totally blind, it doesn't pertain to you. And to the right of the light, you have the WX key. You hit that at any time to get instant access to your local NOAA weather radio station. time you hit that again, if there's more than one you can pick up, it'll go to the next station. To the right of that is the lock in, lock out, L/O, I think it's labeled, button. And it'll lock out certain channels that you don't want the radio to scan. And to the right is the priority button, which you can set. I'm not really sure how that works in most police scanners, but you can set that to only scan the channels that you really want are interested in. And that's pretty much it. This scanner here, I believe, covers 29 megahertz up to 956 megahertz, excuse me. Now, around 800, 900 megahertz, things get pretty interesting. Because there is where you're starting to have physical properties of light. Your radio might not pick up these transmissions very well. If you have an indoor, maybe an outdoor antenna hooked up to it, you're probably good to go. Around the 800 megahertz to 900 megahertz frequency range, you find public safety transmissions, you know, your local water waste management department, your trash, sewer, those guys hang out there. And here's where it gets interesting. A lot of systems now in a lot of the metro areas, if you live in a metropolitan area, they have what they call truncated. Now what that means is that a lot of the local police and fire are starting to transmit their transmissions there now. And they have what a main computer that controls a channel. Maybe it's on one channel. They control where the transmissions go. And with a conventional scanner in conventional mode, you can't really follow a particular group's conversation unless you have this trunk tracker capability, which are available on most high-end scanners. What this enables you to do is able to track whatever company or companies you're trying to listen to, because what the computer does, computer controlled unit does, is it bounces it off onto different frequencies. 1 minute you might hear, in conventional mode that is, 1 minute you might hear somebody, and then maybe the next couple minutes you might hear a totally different conversation, you're totally lost. Unfortunately, this capability is not available to the visually impaired. It's not really accessible, what I'm trying to say. If anyone out there has these types of units and are able to explain how their particular unit works, how they're able to access the trunk tracking, be my guest and put up another podcast to this to explain this part. But for the most part, in conventional mode, you'll be able to hear most of what you can hear. Also, in the 800, 900 megahertz ranges where a lot of your digital cell phones are located, you cannot hear those. All you're going to hear is a bunch of noise and racket, so it's not going to be able to be discernible by the human ear. If you own an older scanner, say, before 1994, the FCC put out a law saying, well, you can't listen to cellular phones anymore. If anybody has a scanner made between before 1994, you can't do those. After that, those are blocked. You can't listen to those anymore for various reasons. I wouldn't want to listen to somebody else's private conversation myself. So, basically, those are not available to newer scanners anymore. I guess really this pretty much covers it. I'm going to go ahead and give you a little taste of what you might hear on a police scanner. I believe that right there is one of the repeaters for our local sheriff's department. They operate on three different frequencies. And I'm also able to hear my local division of the Virginia State Police on here. No further. And you can hear those also. And also, as I mentioned before, you can hear the National Weather Service NOAA weather radio. And they are off the air. Oh, no, they're not.
The current time is 6:50 p.m.
I have bad reception where I'm in my apartment, so this is kind of...
Give us a short-term forecast.
Oh, goody.
Issued at 5:31 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time
rain,
for the following counties. Grit, Mineral, Hampshire, Pendleton, and Hardy.
Okay.
At 5:30 p.m., winds are showing widely scattered showers over the eastern and west Virginia panhandle, with most showers occurring over Hardy and Hampshire counties. Showers are drifting to the north around 10 miles an hour. Shower activity is expected to dissipate after 7 p.m.
And I'm going to go ahead and shut this off now. Another voice you might hear is the, I believe it's AT&T's voice, one of the voices, I think it's Crystal or one of those. She might read you the temperature, the hourly temperatures on an hourly basis. The cycle goes in cycles, it repeats every 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how many counties your NOAA radio station covers. They might be a forecast for the entire listening area, which makes more sense, or there might be a forecast for every county. That might take a while to go through its cycle before you hear the hourly observations for your local area, your temperatures for your region. Anyway, the frequencies for NOAA weather radio are as follows. 462.40 megahertz, 462.425 megahertz, 462.450 462.475 megahertz, 462.500 megahertz, 462.525, and finally 462.550 megahertz. And you might find any of those frequencies, your NOAA weather radio station might transmit on any of those seven frequencies. And I know in Canada, I know there's some people in Canada who are on this list, and I know you guys have your own service called simply called Weather Radio, and I think they broadcast on the same frequencies, but don't quote me on that. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anyway, that is pretty much the end of this podcast. If you want to know more about radios and police scanners in general, a good place to go is radioreference.com. They have a good sort of database and have some forums up there about radio. Police scanners also is up there. Also, if you're wanting to purchase anything radio, the C Crane Company is a good site to go to. Their website is ccrane.com, I believe. ccrane.com. Actually, I'm going to double-check that, because I don't want to come back on the list and say, well, Lito said that was the wrong website. If I can put my keys in that position here, I will
Windows I, enter. Desktop, listing
load, open. Load Internet Explorer.
Start button, John Wave at Google Microsoft.
Alt
tab, Google Microsoft.
I see what you did. Okay,
links, edit,
let me go and see, let me open up their website.
OTNCC.
I think it's CC Radio, actually. I'm going to try that first.
R-A-I-I-D-I-O, period, C-O-M, enter, radio.com.
I'm on DSL, so shouldn't take too long.
Edit Google search,
Yeah, I was right. CCRadio.com. And let's look really quick what kind of categories and products they have.
Great company.
By the way, they're out of Fortuna, California. And they got a toll-free number. I think they still do. I'm going to give them a call here in the next couple of days. I think they still put out an audio catalog. And their phone number, they're open from, I think during the week they still open at 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern in the morning. And from 9 a.m. Pacific to 1 p.m. Pacific on Saturdays. Their phone number is 1-800-522-8863, 1-800-522-TUNE, for those of you who know how to spell, so that'd be easy to remember. Let's see what all they got up here.
C, Great Company, Inc., Land, Lib, Graphic, C, Great Company, Inc., Lib, Home, Lib, Radios, Lib, Antennas, Lib, Lice.
Yeah, they sell more than just radio products, by the way, so there's a couple of science, astronomy-type stuff they sell. They sell a little bit of stuff like that.
Lib, Science.
Science.
Lib, More Categories. Lib, Orphans.
That's obvious. And I believe they have an orphan program. I think they donate somebody who's really needy, I think they still donate radios to whoever wants them. I think you gotta contact them for more information in order to get on that program.
Live new products. Live web only.
Web only, new products.
Live on sale.
On sale.
Live graphic, advanced search. Land, edit, land.
I got a good search feature
land.
Here.
Live graphic, search. Image Mac link, account sign in. Image Mac link, new shopping. Image Mac link, access wishlist. Image Mac link, help.
Access wishlist, help.
Land, subscribe. Live, receive great deals, special offers, and more.
Oh, okay, cool.
Land, free catalog. Live graphic, free catalog.
That's for the print catalog, by the way, if you want to order that.
Land, customer service. Live, help. Live, placing an order. Live, product FAQs. Live, instruction manuals. Live, customer testimonials.
By the way, they haven't changed that, too. I think they do offer whatever product radio that you purchase from them, they do offer instructional tapes. If you want any more further information, like I said, contact them.
Live, contact us. Land, special services. Live, new products. Live, free library. Live, register warranty. Live, product categories. Live, press relations.
Okay, then we're back to on the bottom.
This page is makegrade.com, your personal homepage. Live, radio noise solutions. Land, about us. Live, mission statement. Live, 30-day guarantee. Live shipping info.
Shipping.
Live warranty info. Live return info. Live privacy pop. Live contact us. Live map to our store. Live our favorite links. Land. Welcome to the Sea Crane website for nearly 30 years.
Well, we'll read this a little bit. We'll give you a little bit of history on them.
Land. Welcome to the Sea Crane website for nearly 30 years. Sea Crane has been a hometown company with a hometown way of doing business that means we take the time to listen to our customers and we appreciate your feedback. We cherish the trust and confidence our customers have in our products and staff and we look forward to sharing with you some of the best things we found and even designed to enhance your lives. We hope you enjoy browsing our website and we look forward to serving you. Table with Fort Luke.
Okay. Well, it gives you a good idea. I'm going to close this up. It gives you a good idea of what types of products they sell if you want to go browse that page. It's ccradio.com, by the way. Also, if you're into shortwave, they sell a very good line of shortwave radios from low-end to high-end. They have one that's Sanjin, which is a company out of Taiwan. They make several good shortwave radios. If you're interested in that, they make the Sanjin 909 ATS, I believe they still do. And they have a radio that they sell called the CC radio. And that's mainly intended, it's not a shortwave radio, but that's intended to receive VHF television, AM and FM, and no other radio. And that's pretty good radio, from what I understand. They also sell, like I said, the other models, Grundig, which is a company out of Germany that make excellent shortwave radios. Those are more high-end. Low, I think they sell Low still, L-O-E. I'm not sure if they sell their products anymore, but they make some radios also. They do sell scanners, as like I mentioned before. So anyway, check that out. Hopefully this, make sure I'm in the right window. Make sure I be sure to, again, check that out. Hopefully this podcast was helpful to you if you're interested in more of the radio hobby, the fun part of radio I should say, because that's what I think it is mostly. Anyway, if you have more questions for me, please don't hesitate, feel free to contact me. I don't mind getting emails from 350 different questions on the list or off. And my email is morales@gmail.com. My Skype name is lino_and_louie. And anytime you want to chat about anything radio or anything in general, you may do so. And I'll be more than happy to answer anything you have on the list. Just want to give a quick thank you to Mr. Larry Scootcon. Larry, you're putting on some mighty fine, good podcasts, my man. I appreciate it. And thank you for giving us an outlet to record our own demos of stuff that we might run across that's interesting. And I thank you, the listener. Have a good day, and God bless to all.